This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 6:06 on the evening edition with Kelvin and Hezriel. First up, we're looking at a proud moment for Malaysia, the two students who have been accepted to Harvard. The Harvard Club of Malaysia announced that Muhammad Aqil Azmi and Zad Chin Chee Chee are the first Malaysians to be admitted into the university since 2017.
Yeah, and it's a big deal because right now there are currently less than 10 Malaysian Harvard alumni since the university first opened in 1636. And it was no doubt very competitive this year. Looking at the numbers, Harvard only accepted 4.92% of applicants to the class of 2024. Out of 40,248 who applied, only 1,981 made it.
And that's right. On top of that, they both secured scholarships from PNB as well as Yayasan Kasana. So all around, just very, very, very good news.
Yeah, very impressive, I'm sure. And I'm sure we're all curious to see how, they got to it. And, the long journey, I'm sure it was very challenging and emotionally exhausting too.
Yeah, for sure. And it's just something that, I think in light of so much bad news lately, it's nice to see some good things still going on and that there are still there are still other parts that are still moving, right, that we see with education and we still see students still trying to chase their dreams. You know, in light of this pandemic where we don't know whether or not students will be allowed to leave the country anytime soon, also we don't know if when these sorts of restrictions will ease. So we are going to speak to Zad as well as Aqil in just a moment. In the meantime, though, if you have any thoughts, if you have messages to congratulate them, send them through. You can WhatsApp us 018-789-8899. You can also tweet us at BFM Radio. Now, we are joined by Zad Chin Chee Chee, founder of Beating Automation with Education, or BAWE, and Aqil Azmi, student of math and philosophy. Of course, both are incoming freshmen at Harvard College. Zad, Aqil, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for inviting us.
Thank you for having us. Yeah.
All right. So, first off, how are you both feeling? Zad, maybe you can go first.
I'm a little feeling overwhelmed when the news broke because I received a lot of congratulations and good wish from a lot of Malaysians as well as my friends, my family and my teachers. I'm really, really grateful for those kind wishes and support that they have given. And I'm really excited to spend my next 4 years at Harvard as well.
Aqil, how about you?
Yeah, pretty much the same as that. But now I think I'm feeling okay, I guess, because it's been 5 months, almost 6 months since we got the offer. So the hype has died down a lot for me.
Right. And Aqil, maybe you can continue and walk us through the admissions process and give us a sense of what that looked like.
Sure. So the first step is, of course, getting the exams out of the way. So for both we did SAT1 and SAT2. Both of which are required by colleges in the U.S. And apart from that, you also need to write an essay, so like a personal statement. And each college will probably require about one essay. And it's just a matter of compiling all your information together, putting all of that together and applying online. And yeah, that's the general gist of it.
Right. And what's the purpose of an alumni interview? I think a few articles said that several Harvard alumni had interviewed the both of you. What was that like? Maybe, Zad, you can walk us through that.
I think the purpose of the interview is to get to know the applicants really well and see whether it fits into the Harvard culture. And at first, I thought I was very nervous because I thought it would be a very formal interview. But it turns out the interviewer, which is Nicholas and Nadia, they are really nice. They made me feel really comfortable. And we are just talking about a bit about our background, our family, and the ECA's achievement I've done. And it's relatively quite a good conversation, I might say.
Right. So take us back to when you found out about your admission. What was running through your head? Zat, what was going on in your mind?
Oh, my admission story is a good one to tell. I got pranked by my sister that I got rejected by the college at first. Yeah, because I was so scared to check my admission, so I told my sister to help me to check. And we were in the car, sitting to go for our breakfast. And my sister told me, "Oh, I'm so sorry that you got rejected by Howard." I was like, "Oh, I'm so heartbroken." And he's like, "Do you want to read your rejection letter?" I was like, "Okay, I'm going to read it. At least I know I got rejected." But it turns out I got accepted. Yeah, we were all shouting in the car. We got. I was on cloud nine, and it was really a memorable day to remember. Yeah.
Akhil, how was that like for you?
I didn't have as much of an exciting story like that. Mine was pretty normal. I remember it was a Friday morning at 8 a.m. when the decisions were out. So I checked online on the applicant portal. And when I saw that the first sentence was congratulations, I was in total shock. It took me quite some time to process the whole situation. but I guess in a way, I was also relieved at that time because it meant that I didn't have to continue with the rest of my application to other universities since I already got into my top choice.
Right. Well, Akhil, on that note, right, when was it that it sort of sat with you, the fact that you are going to Harvard? Was it just, well, through time and starting to prepare for that whole process that, well, okay, yes, I am actually going to Harvard?
Well, when I was in the process of applying and everything, if I were being honest, I wasn't confident of the fact that I was going to Harvard. And because of that, I was also planning to apply to other universities as well, as sort of like a backup, I guess. But that feeling really set in, I guess, like a week or two after I got the offer itself, because that was when I actually received a physical copy of the offer letter in the mail.
Now, both of you have qualified for scholarships. Zad, maybe you can start off. Was it tough applying for it, and what were the requirements of doing so?
I was a Khazanah scholar before I was in college. So they sponsored my pre-university and my university. So I applied with my SPM results and a bit of my ECA's achievements and an ACA. I think overall, the scholarship applications process, I don't remember clearly because it was around 2 years ago. And I think the requirement is just to get a pretty good score in SPM and a good ECA, I guess. Yeah.
And what about you, Akhil, on your end?
So I'm a PNB scholar and I'm also in the same situation as that. We both applied post-SPM with our SPM results. I did remember that the process of getting a PNB scholarship was actually quite rigorous. There were, in fact, several stages where at each stage, a number of applicants were filtered. And at each stage, you had to go through a certain exercise. Like there was, I think, an IQ test and there was a one-to-one interview. There was also presentation at the final stage. So yeah, it was actually pretty tough.
For you, Akhil, was Harvard always the plan?
Well, if I'm being honest, it wasn't always the plan. I've always wanted to go to the UK and study there, so that's why I took A-levels in the first place. I think it was about midway through my A-levels when I decided that the education system in the US would be a better fit for me. And that was when I started applying to the U.S. And that was when I really thought that Harvard was going to be my top choice.
And Zad, was it always the dream for you to go to Harvard?
Yeah, it has been my dream since like secondary school to get into Harvard because of its liberal arts education and because of its famous alumni like Mark Zuckerberg and Bill Gates. I really look forward to becoming an aspiring entrepreneur, and I really admire them. So it was always my dream to get into Harvard, and I didn't plan to get into Harvard because, I mean, Harvard cannot be included in the plan because there's so low admission rate, and I don't even know whether I can get admitted or not. So my plan was to go to the UK as well because I'm studying A-level because it was the safest plan at all, but I still give it a try, and I'm glad that I got the dream school.
We're speaking today to Zat Chin, founder of Beating Automation with Education, or BAWE, and Akhil Azmi, student of math and philosophy, both who are soon will be on their way to Harvard, the only two Malaysian students to do so since 2017. We are going to be back in just a moment to have that chat about what they're planning to do and what they're planning to study at Harvard right after this. It's the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Bole for Malaysia. Ha. BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is Kelvin and Hezril on the Evening Edition. It is 6:19 and we are now going to continue our conversation with the two Malaysian students who have made it to Harvard. The first two into the university since 2017. On the line with us, we have Zat Chin, founder of Beating Automation with Education, or BAWE, as well as Akhil Azmi, student of math and philosophy. Thanks so much for holding. So what do you guys plan to study at Harvard and why? Zat, could you take this one first?
Oh, yeah, sure. I plan to study computer science and social studies at Harvard. This is because I was really into robotics since my secondary school. And I was really looking forward to becoming a computer scientist in a university because I always thought that by becoming an engineer, I could really engineer some solutions to solve all the problems in the world, you know. And the defining moment came after I invented my first forest fire detection device and was about to market it. And I really realized that the problem does not just lie on the development of the product itself, but also the marketization of it. So I would like to really study computer science and social studies so that I could understand my society better and really create technology that suits the society needs and really solve the problem.
What about you, Akhil?
Well, it's quite obvious. I'm planning to do a joint concentration in math and philosophy. Joint concentration is not like a double major. Why? It's because, ever since I was in school, math has easily been my favorite subject. Like, it's always this of click for me compared to other subjects. And like the more I study it, the more I realize it's because math fundamentally just made a lot more sense to me than other subjects. I guess I was really into the whole logical thinking and reasoning thing. So for me, math has always been like just doing puzzles, and you know, it's not always been a burden to me. And by extension, philosophy is a lot like math, I guess. So it was natural that I would also gravitate towards philosophy, just math in a more abstract sense. Yeah.
Right. And while Harvard is quite international, it is less Malaysian than other universities in the U.S. So how much of, home are you planning to bring once you do go to Harvard? Akhil, maybe you can take this first.
How much? Well, kind of difficult to quantify, I guess, but I am, like, I guess in a way I'm not planning to discard the culture that I'm brought up in. I'm excited to share it with other people there as well, with my international roommates or friends, because over there it's all about the exchange of ideas and culture included in those ideas. So I am excited to sort of share what we have in Malaysia as a student there.
And Zat?
It's like how Akhil say, it's really hard to quantify how much Malaysian culture am I hoping to bring to Harvard, the community. But I really want to bring forward the specialty of our food, like nasi lemak and like belacan. And I'm trying to learn how to cook during this MCO. I really hope to bring Malaysian food to Harvard community as well. And of course, the other thing I really hope to bring forward is the friendliness that we have in Malaysian culture and how we are so friendly to all of and open-minded to all of the ideas and cross-culture. And I really hope forward to bring that to the Harvard community as well.
Right. And what about outside of your studies, Zat? You know, you are part of the BAWE, a nonprofit organization. Maybe you can tell us a bit more about what you do.
Yeah, sure. I'm very into volunteering activity, especially volunteering activity involving ending education inequalities in Malaysia. That's because like it's more onto my personal growth that lead me into involving activism in education inequality. I came from a low income family, and I really realized that if I didn't get lucky enough to get Yayasan Khazanah scholarship, I wouldn't be who I am today. And I can really see that people from lower income background tend to stay in a poverty trap because of education. And so I created this project, Bawi. It's more into like a sort of project that gathers the energy from college students. And we really hope that by bringing the college students to tutor those children living in PPR, living in B40 families in Malaysia, we can really inspire them to really dream bigger and do greater things. Because a lot of the time, the children there, they are like low performing in their class and they can't catch up with their peers. So a lot of them, they require individual attention. That's why in Project Bawi, it's more into one-to-one tutoring, not just in academic, but also like helping the children to really shape their dreams and their future career path as well.
Akhil, what about you? Outside of studies, what have you been up to?
Well, I read a lot. Sounds kind of lame for me to say that after that because, you know, there's not much societal impact by reading, but it takes up a lot of my time. That's the reason why, because I don't just read, I do this thing. I think it's called active reading. So like for the books I'm reading, I don't just, you know, just read these lines of text. I also annotate my books. I cross-reference it with other books. I also write notes on the key concepts that I've read before. And also I refer to people, I ask questions regarding what I've read. And a lot of what I do is on the topic of reading is on pretty heavy subjects. Like as I said, I'm really into philosophy, so I read a lot of books on philosophy and theology. And you know, that's the reason why I don't, I guess, engage in more activism stuff, I guess. It's, for me, it's a lot more passive.
Well, is there anything you're looking forward to doing at Harvard outside of your studies there? Like, in, for example, are there any particular clubs or organizations that have caught your eye? Akhil?
I've been in contact with a few of other incoming freshmen as well who play tennis because I play tennis quite a lot as well in my free time. So I'm looking forward to play with them recreationally, of course. I'm not a pro or anything. I've been looking up on clubs that I found interesting, like Linguistic Society and Debate Society. I thought that would be quite fun for me if I could join.
So talk to us about what the process is going to be like this fall. Will the university open up its campus, Zad?
It depends on the COVID-19 situation. They are planning to release their decisions on July 1st. They are definitely opening their campus. It's just a matter of whether we can go there or not. And if we can't, it will just be an online learning maybe for this fall, and we can resume hopefully on January, I guess.
Right. And how would you feel, Zad, if you would need to travel there to Harvard, especially during this pandemic?
I would be very excited because I can travel during pandemic. That's the truth. But I think my parents and my family will be really worried about my safety and my health concerns as well. They will try their best and I will try my best to protect myself with protective equipment, I guess. And yeah, just clean our hands really regularly maybe will help, I guess.
That's a good note to, that's something to good to keep to keep note of. Akhil, are you in the same boat? Are you excited if you do need to travel there?
Yeah, I guess. Excited. But I guess I do feel a little bit worried. But Harvard has assured that even if we do go there and study physically this fall, they would take the necessary precautions like limiting contact time with other classmates and professors and limiting activities that include a lot of people. So I think there's this trust that we can put on the university that they'll probably do the right procedures to ensure our safety.
Right. And on a final note, what expectations do you have of what it will be like to be a student at Harvard? Akhil, what's in your mind?
For me, I guess there's going to be a lot of studying. I guess the content is going to be quite rigorous in some ways, but it's also about trying to, you know, increase your potential, I guess, like trying out things that you've never had had the chance to do before, because now the opportunities are right there in front of you, and trying to be a well-rounded person overall. Yeah, I guess that will embody the Harvard student expectation.
Zat, what about you?
I really look forward maybe like to academic rigorous, because that's one of the things that Harvard is famous for. And I really look forward to meeting a lot more people, exchanging new ideas and cultures. And I already met a few friends that are really friendly. They are really good at sharing. And I mean, we exchange ideas, and it's a very fun process, I should say. And I really look forward for more fun exchange of ideas, exchange of opinions, and academic rigorous at Harvard, and as well as the ECA opportunity that I was given in Harvard. Yeah.
Zat, Akhil, congratulations once again, and thank you so much for joining us on the show today.
Thank you so much for inviting us. Thank you.
And good luck. That was, again, Zat Chin, founder of Bawe, or Beating Automation with Education, as well as Akhil Azmi, two Malaysian students who are headed to Harvard this fall. Again, if you have any questions, any thoughts, you can send them to us. You can call us 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899. You can also tweet us at BFM Radio.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.